It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. At a special meeting on Monday, the Las Cruces City Council unanimously approved a resolution that encourages the public to wear face coverings in retail and commercial businesses in the city limits due to the coronavirus pandemic, but includes no penalties for violators. On Friday, the council scrapped an original proposed ordinance that required the use of face coverings in the city with penalties for violators that included a misdemeanor charge, a $500 fine, and or possible jail time. Health officials have voiced much concern about how COVID-19 may be impacting patients with obesity and diabetes. I talked about this with Dr. Anthony Catanella to learn how these underlying conditions play a role. Catanella is the chair of the Department of Family Medicine at Texas Tech Physicians of El Paso Trans Mountain. Dr. Catanella, thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to start off and talk about how COVID-19 affects people who have diabetes. Obviously, a lot of folks may be familiar with the number of people who have diabetes in El Paso. It's high compared to the rest of the country. But could you share how COVID-19 impacts folks who have diabetes?
Certainly, and thank you for having me. These are challenging times, and there's a lot to learn, and I'm glad to be able to try to help debunk any kind of misinformation that's out there. Certainly, diabetes is a very important chronic medical problem, and it is one, as you pointed out, that affects a large number of El Pasoans. The key thing for people, I think, to understand, it's not just the diabetes. Diabetes certainly is a chronic problem, but obesity is a chronic problem, and a lot more people in El Paso suffer from obesity than they do specifically diabetes. And then in addition, high blood pressure is another component, and all three of those conditions, diabetes, obesity, and high blood pressure, have all been found to be significant risks when people become infected with the COVID virus. So it's not necessarily that they're more likely to get infected, but once they get infected, they are at higher risk of severe and bad outcomes. So that's the most important thing that we have to pay attention to. And what we also know is that the worse that these conditions are in the individual, meaning that the more uncontrolled their blood sugars, the more uncontrolled their blood pressure, the more likely that they're going to have more difficult or bad outcomes. And so it becomes very important for people to understand how to control their blood pressure and control their diabetes.
What is it about the virus that really makes folks facing those things have such a tough time?
Well, it's actually a little bit different. It's not so much what the virus does as much as it is what obesity and diabetes have in play. And what you have to think about is this word that we call inflammation. Now, inflammation is a very important safety mechanism for our body. It's a coordinated response, usually set off when there's a harmful stimuli such as a germ, bacteria, and the goal of the inflammatory process is to get rid of the harm and restore the body to normal baseline, normal activity level. So the great example is strep throat. You get exposed to the strep organism, you start to develop pain, fever, all of those are kind of signs of inflammation. And then you go to the doctor, we give you the antibiotic, and you get better, and the body's restoring back to its normal state. So that's sort of a normal inflammatory reaction to things. What happens in people with chronic obesity in particular is that over time, as more and more fat accumulates, not just in the fat cells, but also starts to get into the liver, into the muscle cells, there's a change in the body's chemistries, and what happens is the inflammatory state that normally wouldn't be there is now deregulated, and there's this low-grade chronic inflammatory state that develops, and then if people have diabetes, that sort of amplifies that chronic low-level inflammatory state. And what happens in this scenario is blood vessels can get damaged. The cells that normally attack germs aren't as coordinated as they normally would be. And people are a little bit more prone to, say, developing blood clots. And this is one reason why people with diabetes and obesity have such higher risks of blindness, heart attacks, stroke, kidney damage, and amputation. And so what happens is with people with diabetes or obesity, they already have a dysregulated system, and then when they get hit with a virus that's trying to do more dysregulation, it creates a lot more chaos in the inflammatory states of the body, making more damage likely and harder to treat.
Dr. Anthony Catanella is the chair of the Department of Family Medicine at Texas Tech Physicians of El Paso Trans Mountain. Thank you so much for joining us.
My real pleasure. Thank you for having me.